Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and welcome to the Ray Program. Glad to have you on board. 844-RAY-SHOW, the number and the emails. Of course, RayLucia.com, RayLucia.com. Remember, if you do email me during the course of this show, I will get to it first up. And we do have a few standing by right now. But I can take a couple more, so email me at RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Remember, there's no H in Lucia. It's L-U-C-I-A without the H because we got the H out of here. Okay, yeah, I get it. Boom, bust, and bankruptcy. How America's biggest companies performed in the Forbes First 100. Forbes is actually celebrating their 100th year. And they went back in time and took a look at many of the companies in the Forbes 100. Not very many of them have survived. I might get a chance to talk about that. But let's just say you invested money in all of them, and you put $1,000 in, you probably would not be very disappointed in the returns, even if you only kept three or four or five of them. But that's a whole other story. We may get to that. And then this, U.S. equities are destined for negative returns in the next 7 years by Stephen McBride. That's the point. And then there's the counterpoint by Brian Rich, both from Forbes. Yes, both contributors to Forbes. Brian Rich says economy looks like early stages of an economic boom. Early stages of an economic boom? Who's right? Point, counterpoint, and why I don't care. But we start with this, Equifax. Yep. You've all read by now or heard by now that there was a breach of, yes, your data and mine. 143 million of us out there, about 50% of the population, has been breached. Our data has been breached. That's driver's license numbers, social security numbers, names, addresses, the whole bit.
What happened?
And there's a few things that we can learn from this. Not the least of which is a lesson we also learned once upon a time from Martha Stewart about insider trading. There are some shenanigans potentially going on also at Equifax that we'll talk about. So sit back, folks. Relax. It is the Ray Program here live tackling your money questions on the emails, which I'll get to in a bit. So 143 million, obviously, it will affect us. And if you don't have some kind of protection, you know, like an ID shield or LifeLock or something like that, I would suggest it's probably worth it. I think Equifax is going to give it to you for a year. And I'd certainly take advantage of that. They should if they don't, if they haven't announced that. Okay. But here's what Neil Crichton, the chief executive of CounterTrack, had to say, the first assumption a consumer should make is that they are affected. So you need to be proactive here. Check your existing credit accounts for any suspicious transactions. Pull your credit report. Remember, you get a credit. Go to annualcreditreport.com. Check for any new accounts in your name. That's important. There are some other things that you can do, and I'm sure you can go online and get all kinds of information on this. But one of the things that that I'm not so good at that you ought to make sure that you are is, you know, shredding your documentation. So if you want to protect yourself from data breaches and so forth, don't leave anything around. And my wife is very good about that because she makes me shred everything. Because I leave stuff around all the time, sensitive stuff sometimes. I'm just lazy, I guess. I don't know. But shred all your sensitive documents, your credit card, offers, expire. Remember those cards that you get offers on, or they send you a card like, oh, look, you've been approved. You know, cut it up, burn it, do whatever you got to do with it. Passwords, another thing I'm really bad at, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, so I can remember it. And there are programs now that can, you know, do all this stuff for you, but I'm not tech savvy enough to know how to do that. But I'm sure you can find somebody way smarter than me. But use more complex passwords, like using your birthday. Yeah, great. All the person needs to know is your birthday. Well, they've already got that in the breach. They got it. They got your address. They got your phone number. They got all those numbers that you're probably going to use as a password. So try to use something that they wouldn't know. Never give up your sensitive information on the phone. Not a good idea because you don't know who the heck you're talking to. Antivirus. Mine just is up for renewal. I got the notification on my computer this morning. But I got to re-up my antivirus software. Enable security features on your mobile devices. Exercise caution in clicking links and opening attachments on emails. This is how I had to take my computer into the guys at Staples, the Geek Squad, a year or so ago. Because my computer had so many of these viruses and so forth on it, it barely worked. And they said I had 256,000 different problems. I don't know if it's true or not. They tagged me for a couple hundred bucks, but the computer's worked pretty good since then. Except I just got this notice in the antivirus thing saying you have 26,000 something or other bad things that have happened. 26,000. So I didn't take it in until I had a quarter of a million last time, so I figure I got a little time. Don't submit data while using non-secured public Wi-Fi. I wonder if Hillary Clinton got this message. I wonder if she got, don't submit sensitive data, Hillary, on a system that's in somebody's bathroom in Colorado because it's been hacked, all right? It's been hacked. And the fact that you're out promoting your book, God bless you. Hope you make a lot of money from it, but you sure caused this country a lot of grief. And look at all these poor people now that still think you ought to be president out there protesting in the streets and so forth. Oh, well. And I digress. If you don't have a P.O. box, I do. I, for this very subject, I don't have anything sent to my home anymore, except my wife does from time to time. She's dangerous on the QVC site. She's already buying birthday and Christmas presents. And they show up at our doorstep. I tell her we have our own P.O. box. It's like 1 minute from the house. But then again, I don't really tell my wife anything. You know the drill. And then be prudent in deciding how much information to disclose on social media. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Just ask Anthony Weiner about that one. And we'll leave that one there too.
Can't do it.
But that's not the reason I bring up Equifax. I mean, you probably already know a lot of this stuff. I bring up Equifax because there's another lesson to be learned here. In particular, if you work for a public company, know people who work for a public company, or have access to information that is not publicly available. Here's what was in the USA Today today. The Department of Justice has reportedly opened a criminal investigation into whether three top Equifax officials violated insider trading laws when they sold company stock before a massive cyber breach was made public. Federal prosecutors are examining the nearly 1.8 million in shares of Equifax stock, sales, I should say, of shares of Equifax stock by Chief Financial Officer John Gamble. Joseph Logren, president of the credit reporting giant's U.S. Information Solutions Division, and Rodolfo Plodger, president of the firm's Workforce Solutions Unit. This, according to Bloomberg News. Now, these are people pretty high up. You think they knew about this breach? I think they're going to claim they didn't, because the Justice Department doesn't mess around with this stuff. But remember, when you lie to the federales, you lie to the Justice Department, and you go to prison. That's what happened to Martha. Martha Stewart, who I'm told is making brownies with Snoop Dogg. Is that right? They have a TV show too? Is that right? Seriously? Martha and Snoop Dogg. And the brownies they're making, are they legit? Or did you guys just say they're making brownies? If you are trading on non-public information that you know that the public doesn't know, that is a violation of the law, and you could go to jail. Do not pass go, and certainly not collect the brownies on the other end. All right, we'll be back. Don't go away. It's the Ray Lucia Show, 844-RAY-SHOW, emails at raylucia.com. Don't go away.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 1-800-533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
I did look it up, and it's true. I am so out of it. Martha and Snoop's potluck dinner party. Martha Stewart, we were talking about Martha going to prison for lying to the feds about her insider trading shenanigans way back when, and we were just discussing these three fellas from Equifax who the Department of Justice is reportedly investigating for selling a bunch of shares, you know, $1 million+ worth in either event among the three of them for insider trading. And I was relating that to Martha Stewart, not that she went to prison for the actual offense, but she went for lying to the feds. These guys are basically saying, no, we didn't have the inside information at the time, but they made these fairly large stock trades, probably not large in comparison to their total amount of Equifax stock. But nonetheless, I think one of them was $600,000-$700,000 himself. So the question is, and, you know, if the guy's like the chief financial officer and you don't know about this breach, that just that defies logic to me. But in either event, the point that I was making is two points. One is, if you're even a friend of someone on the inside of one of these big tech companies or whatever, and you know something good or bad's going to happen, and you trade as it relates to that. I don't know if you've ever seen any of these American Greed shows or whatever they have on CNBC in the night times. They're actually really good and fascinating. I love them. It cost me a gig on CNBC some years back because they got rid of bringing, you know, guest hosts on. I was on an evening show, and they replaced it with these documentary types. But trust me, this show is better than the one I was on. Way better. American Greed. And there have been cases where, you know, this person knew something, but knew they didn't want to get caught, who knew somebody that made the trade. But I'm telling you, these feds, they're a lot smarter than a lot of people give them credit for. And it ain't worth it. It's just not worth it. But anyway, so we're talking about Martha Stewart. And then these buddies of mine over here that run this show told me about this VH1 show. I didn't believe them, but it's true. I looked it up. Martha and Snoop's potluck dinner party. It says potluck takes on a whole new different meaning at dinner parties organized by celebrated marijuana aficionado Snoop Dogg when he co-hosts with lifestyle expert Martha Stewart. And then you go on and talk about all these people that most of whom I've never heard of. Seth Rogen, I've heard of him. I don't know. I couldn't pick him out of a crowd, but I think he's got a beard or something. Wiz Khalifa, I don't know that. Rick Ross, Naya Rivera, Ashley Graham, Jason Derulo. Am I like, you know, on pot myself? I don't know. Am I supposed to know these people?
Yes.
Do you know them?
Yeah, they're kind of popular now.
They're popular now? 50 Cent, I've heard of him. Fat Joe, that's my brother. Kathy Griffin, I've heard of her. She's got a lot of class. And Robin Thicke, well, his dad died. I know that, Alan Thicke. He's a singer. I know that he was it called twerking?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? So that's how I know them. Anyway, that's the pop culture part of the show for today. Man alive, am I out of it. I am totally out of it. Okay, so the next thing on the docket has to be the diametrically opposed opinions about what's going on in the stock market. And frankly, I just don't give a darn about it. I really don't.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a
darn. Give a darn. Thank you. So Antoine Gara from Forbes writes this: boom, bust, and bankruptcy. How America's biggest companies performed in the Forbes First 100. Actually, I'll do this story first, because there were some other Forbes stories I wanted to get to. But this is really, really interesting to me, because it does make the point of buy and hold, but it makes a bigger point that I've talked about a lot on this program. And that is, when you buy into the stock market, you really should reinvest your dividends. But let me go through this story, because it's really interesting. Only 12 of the original 100 largest U.S. companies of 1917 have lasted a century under the same name. General Electric, AT&T, DuPont, Ford, those were all around 100 years ago. And Forbes is celebrating its 100th year, so they're doing these kinds of stories. But they go on to say the original star of the list has to be Procter & Gamble. An initial investment, if you put $1,000 in Procter & Gamble, it would have appreciated to $1.6 million. But had you reinvested the dividends, it would be worth today, now granted it's 100 years later, but your great-great-grandkids would really appreciate it, that $1,000, because it would be worth $50 million today. I know what you're thinking. Yeah, but what is $50 million worth today after inflation? It's worth $50 million. So you might want to look this story up. I don't have time to get into it, but it came to the top of my list before I wanted to get to the other story, which is what the other Forbes guy wrote, which is Stephen McBride. U.S. equities are destined for negative returns in the next 7 years. And then he goes on to pitch three assets to invest in. Instead, I might tell you what they are, but I still wouldn't invest in them, at least not very much. So here's what he had to say, and there's some compelling arguments for and against. So I'll do point counterpoint. Here's the point. With the S&P 500 up 260% since March of 2009, investors have been well rewarded for holding U.S. stocks in the recent past. And he goes on to quote a GMO white paper, Just Say No, that says U.S. equities are going to be minus 3.9% over the next 7 years. Crazy. In their Q3 2013 outlook, Goldman Sachs found that valuations at current levels led to equity returns being single digits or negative over the following decade 99% of the time. Now, if they're single digit 9%, I'm okay. If they're single digit 7 or 8%, I'm okay. If inflation stays at less than 2 and I get a 7% return on my stocks, that means bonds are going to pay me 2 or 3. I'm still better off. So a lot of these are distorted views. He then says to go out and buy emerging market equities. Okay, I do agree with that. I've allocated as much as 10, 15% for an aggressive investor. Gold and commodities, yeah, I've advocated a small percentage in gold and commodities. Not much. It's more of an insurance policy. And when you think about the stock market, think about the fact that with dividends reinvested and a long enough time horizon, it's okay to go through a single-digit decade. When we come back, I'll give you the counterpoint on what Brian Rich had to say about that. Larry Light's also from Forbes. We'll be back. It's the Ray Lucia Show.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back. Now, that's my style of music right there. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Thank you, boys. We've been talking about this point-counterpoint issue. Remember, the point was U.S. equities are destined for negative returns in the next 7 years. Again, I'm not forecasting this in particular. What I'm suggesting is everybody needs to know this because I don't care about the next 7 years. As you well know, I want to prepare for the next 15 years if I'm a retiree. And I've covered that ad nauseum on this program. So why people get all wiggy over the next 7 years with, you know, terrible returns, minus 3.9%, as I've mentioned all show long, you should be celebrating crappy returns for the next 7 years if, in fact, it happens. Because if you have crappy returns for the next 7 years, every dollar you put in, you'll accumulate more shares. And when that tide turns, and it always does, if you have minus, as they say here in the GMO paper, minus 3.9% each year for the next 7 years, wow, what would that do? Let me just do that calculation real quick, because that would be pretty dismal, wouldn't it? So if you invested $10,000 a year over the next 7 years, at minus 3.9%, you'd have $59,891 instead of $100,000. Wow. But think of all the shares you would have accumulated. Think of all the shares that you bought at, you know, $10 a share, and then it went down to $9, and then you bought 11 shares instead of 10, and then you bought 12 shares, and then you bought 15 shares. And then someday when the share price came back to $10, you had all that money. So I don't sweat this stuff. They make a big deal about it. 7 years is not long enough. I want to have 7 years of safe money at least to satisfy my income needs so that I can accumulate stock over the next 7 years. But Brian Rich wrote the counterpoint to this. Now, I'm making up the point. Counterpoint. These guys may or may not even know each other. I don't know. But he says the economy looks like early stages of an economic boom. How can you have two such diametrically opposed opinions? And you know where I stand. I don't care either way. I'd play that song. What's that song? I don't care. But it's got dirty words in it, you told me, right?
Yeah.
Well, we can't do it. Here's what Rich says. People continue to look for what could bust the economy from here and are missing out on what looks like the early stages of a boom. Seriously? Certainly doesn't feel like the earliest. Feels like the late stages of a boom. That's not what he says. We constantly hear about how the fundamentals don't support the move in stocks. Yet we've looked at plenty of fundamental reasons to believe that view, that gloomy view, just doesn't match the facts, according to him. Remember, the two primary sources that carry the megaphone to feed the public appetite for market information, both live and economic depression relative to the pre-crisis days, that's the traditional media and Wall Street. Well, he's not wrong there. Certainly not wrong there. As we know, he goes on, the traditional media business has been made more and more obsolete, and both the media and Wall Street continue to suffer from what he calls bubble bias. Not the bubble of excess, but the bubble surrounding them that prevents them from understanding the real world and the real economy. I think this guy's in Donald Trump's camp. I think he's saying in the real economy, if we continue to see the progress from a regulatory standpoint, if we get tax planning, you solve Obamacare and all that stuff, if Trump's agenda, if half of it comes to fruition, it could be economic boom times, a 15 or 20% corporate tax rate. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen with Rocket Man. That's kind of a, can I say, Trump card that might need to be played at some point. But I think they're both flapjacking on that one. I doubt that anything's going to happen, but you never know. You know, and if I were Rocket Man, I don't think I would push Trump's button too far. Anyway, he goes on to talk about the fact. Well, let me read what he said, because this is what got my attention. He said, if you awoke today from a decade-long slumber, and I told you that the unemployment rate was under 5%, inflation was ultra-low, gas was $2.60, mortgage rates were under 4%, you could finance a new car for 2%, and the stock market was at record highs, you'd probably say, one, that makes sense for stocks, and two, things must be going really well. Add to that, folks, the fact that household net worth is at record highs, credit growth is at record highs, credit worthiness is at record highs. We've been managing our debt not as well as I would like to see, but in this growth environment, that's certainly common. And incidentally, these conditions haven't changed. It's been this way. If we had this conversation a year ago, the point of U.S. equities being negative returns for the next 10 years, I remember reading about GMO a year ago and how their 7-year forecast was dismal. Well, their 7-year forecast is still dismal. But the last year, what did we get? 17%? Folks, you can't afford to be out of the market. A 17% return when treasuries are paying nothing, to sit on the sidelines, it's tantamount to 17 years of a 1% CD. Now, I get the fact that the market could go down. And the only people that should be concerned about that are individuals that need to spend the money that's invested in the stock market. So therefore, you back into a time horizon. You also look at alternative investment strategies that can produce income so that you're less dependent on stocks to produce your retirement income. The so-called systematic withdrawal methodology, which I do not like, that's the pie chart where you take a systematic amount out of your portfolio every month, every year, and you rebalance to that desired asset allocation mix. That's what virtually everybody does. Not people that have listened to me for the past 25 years, because I don't like it, because it kind of forces you into reverse dollar cost averaging. Think about it just in terms of the stock market. If I have all my money in the stock market, and you certainly shouldn't, and the market goes down and you need to take an income, you're selling shares, not buying them. That's reverse dollar cost averaging. Remember, dollar cost averaging, you're buying shares high, you're buying shares low, you're averaging the share price lower because you buy more shares when the prices go down. So if you're reverse dollar cost averaging, you're selling principal shares that you never get back. You never get them back. And if, God forbid, interest rates go up dramatically, and a dramatic shift in inflation and interest rates could mean a stock market crash at the same time, now you've got bonds and stocks getting creamed. Now what do you do? And this is why, in the grand scheme of one's retirement, we have talked about all of the academic research that leads you to conclude, one, adding lifetime income strategies make sense. Good economic sense. We can debate over which product is better for whom. That makes sense. Number two, because of longevity, deferring Social Security makes sense, even if you have to tap into a reverse mortgage to finance, or even tap into your portfolio to finance the delayed reaction, because the difference from age 62 to age 70 is about 75% more income, and that protects you, it protects your spouse. A permanent life insurance policy makes sense. Don't believe me? Read Dr. Pfau's report on using actuarial science. It's fascinating. I've talked about it. Google it. Read it. It's amazing. Using annuities for safe bond alternatives. Adding income-producing direct-owned real estate. All of that means you'll have more income, more reliable income, so that you're less reliant upon the stock market, so you can leave your stocks alone, as Jeremy Siegel says, for the long run. Because in the long run, the compounding effect of stocks and dividends are pretty awesome and hard to beat. We'll be back.
You can be told to run, or you can choose to run. Both get you moving, yet one just goes through the motion. The other has purpose, meaning, freedom. What about your health care? Are you being told, going through the motion? Or are you choosing something better? Liberty HealthShare has a purpose. It unites people to share in the burden of health care. A true community that cares for you in your time of need. Free from interference and constraints, that gives you back the power of freedom. It's time to exercise your purpose. Time to exercise your meaning. It's time to exercise your freedom. Liberty HealthShare.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, what is all this boom, boom, boom stuff? I thought you were still stuck on Rocket Man. The boom, boom, boom. Okay, I thought we were still talking about Kim Jong-un. Boom, bust, and bankruptcy. That's where you got that boom, boom stuff from. Okay. You know, you guys are pretty sharp in the uptick. But I've got a bunch of emails, so hit it, fellas. All righty. Let's do Lynn is the next one up. L-Y-N, Lynn. What percentage of my portfolio should be in annuities? Well, Lynn, I don't know. I don't know. How old are you? What are your goals? What's your risk tolerance? Is it qualified money? Is it non-qualified money? Listen, I am a very huge fan on annuities. I'll debate anybody anywhere on the subject of using them in conjunction with your stocks and your bonds and your real estate and so forth in a portfolio. And there's a number of different uses for them. One is the lifetime income stream. Another is just having it in your portfolio like a CD alternative or a bond alternative that's not going to be subject to price fluctuation in a rising interest rate environment. And then you've got the option of indexing the annuity so that if the stock market index goes up, the interest rate that you earn could potentially go up. And there was a landmark study on this. Oh, it's probably at least 10 years old now, that actually looked at index annuities and compared them to stock and bond returns and said, you know what? They've been competitive. Competitive with stocks? I don't think so, but maybe during the time period they measured, it's certainly possible. But I would not use it as an alternative to the stock market. There's no alternative to the stock market except stocks. Now, stocks of all kinds. I like international. I like emerging markets. I like dividend paying. I like them all. But stocks are volatile and need a time horizon. The way you buy the time horizon is with some of these other alternative strategies, certainly bonds and CDs and annuities. But if you're talking purely retirement income here, Lynn, I would say a 20 to 30% allocation would make the most sense. And I get that not from off the top of my head, but some of the research that's been done on that very subject. And you can look it up. FRC did some research on it. Dr. Moshe Malevsky has done some research on it. There have been others. And as I can, from memory, somewhere in the 20 to 30% range, which is why I've settled on about 25%. in a lifetime income annuity. Now, what if you already have a pension? You may already have a lifetime income annuity, so it means you wouldn't have to buy a new one. Your Social Security is certainly part and parcel of that. But the one thing I love about guaranteed income in the form of an annuity and non-guaranteed income in the form of, say, cash flowing real estate, is it gives me the ability to spend less of my safe money early on. I'll tell you how I came up with this whole strategy. I mean, I actually came up with it in the 90s, but it was as interest rates were starting to plummet and people, clients at the time, were coming to me saying, the CDs aren't paying much anymore. Rates were going down. Like in 2000, I could get a 5-7 year CD at 7%. And by 2001, it had dropped down in the threes and fours, fives at the most. And they kept going lower and lower and lower. And so it required so much money. If I wanted to buy time for stocks, it required so much money at those low interest rates that it really made the portfolio kind of stinky or a lot more aggressive and risky. And I just woke up one morning and said, well, what if I had some other guaranteed income coming in? And that's where the real estate and the annuities came to fruition. It was long before a lot of the academic research came in and said, yeah, it's a pretty good idea. Go back to 98. I'm sure there was research done, but it wasn't as popular. At least I don't remember it being as popular. So 25%. Look at the FRC study. Look, Malevsky, Dr. Moshe Malevsky from York University. Fred, should I consider options in my stock portfolio? Only if you are a very, very experienced options trader. I think it's a lot of fun. I think it's good recreation. And I think you might be able to get some pretty good income out of it. I've met one person in my life that consistently used options and made a nice retirement income from it. One person. I'm sure there are others. I also know that there have been very many options mutual funds. Not very many of them have lasted. And so I've often asked myself, if these are the best traders in the world, and they're running a $1 billion mutual fund that is trading options, and they get merged or go out of business, there's got to be something wrong with the strategy. I know when the guys on the radio talk about it, it sounds foolproof. Write covered call options. So you own a stock, you write a covered call, it's, you know, out of the money, and you get to make a certain amount of money. And if the stock goes up, you got your premium. If the stock goes down, if the stock goes down, you got your premium. If the stock goes up, you made your profit. And it all sounds so simple. But in 40 years, I've met one person that has done it successfully and consistently. And as I remember the Kemper Option Income Fund. I used to sell it in the 80s. Kemper Option Income. They were like the most popular option income fund. And I thought that was a really cool strategy. So I sold it to a few of my doctor clients and so forth. And it never worked. It never worked. So I got sort of turned off. I don't trade them. So I'm not the right person to ask about it. If you talk to a professional trader, they may be able to help you. Here's my real advice. Take 5-10% of your money and go trade your options. Get it out of your system. See how you do. And if you do really well, do me a favor. Don't invest any more than the 5 or 10%. You know, you're in Vegas. You're gambling. You're making some money because you're winning at blackjack. Scrape the winnings off the top and put them in your pocket. And just play with the house's money. Because sooner or later, the house is going to win. And sooner or later, like one of my former friends that was trading Cisco options at $78 a share, didn't realize it was going to go to 10. And it still hasn't recovered to 78 anyway. I'm out of time. Thank you so much for the emails. Email me, raylucia.com, raylucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Now go out and make it a fantastic day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of the station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online.
BizTalk Radio.